Shafi scholar that passed away 660 years after Hijrah. He was born in the early 6th century, and he was a master in Shafi fiqh and Maliki fiqh. So approximately, 700-800 years, we're reading his book right now, and it is an excellent book for reading and benefiting from it, because something that is absolute in this world, something that we must all experience, is various calamities and trials, tribulations, disasters. The book itself is in Arabic. I was speaking to one of my friends who said that, I asked him that, is it translated? Because I wanted to translate the book, perhaps publish it somewhere. But he said, I think it has been translated. Regardless, what is in front of me is not, it's not in English. I'm going to translate the whole thing. It's about 30-something pages. I'll try to go as quickly as possible because I know everyone probably wants to go downstairs and have food. So, one of the qualities of the Prophet ﷺ was that he never allowed tribulations to disquiet him. And Rasulullah ﷺ was never perturbed. He was constantly tranquil, to the extent that even in the heat of battle, the Prophet ﷺ, he was always calm, collected, and tranquil. Calamities, tests, tribulations, disasters, they would never affect the Prophet ﷺ. And those who are disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are easily disquieted. And this is a sign of weak iman. Those who are easily perturbed by problems, by calamities, by trials and tests, this is a sign of weak faith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very strong. So he never allowed these things to bother him. We can see examples throughout Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, where when he was migrating from Makkah to Medina, and the kuffar were hot on their hot behind them, so they sought sanctuary in a cave where Hazrat Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu, he closed off the holes. And when the kuffar, when they came near the cave, all they had to do was bend down, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calm. Hazrat Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu was very anxious, he was very fearful, not for his life but for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that no, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Now this is one of the qualities of those who are pious, of those who have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't let these problems perturb them. They don't let anything disquiet them. And this is an excellent quality to have. So, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam wa taslima. He begins with durood, which is something that should be done before beginning a kitab. He starts by saying that qala shaykhul imam, the shaykh, the imam. Shaykh in Arabic is used for someone who is a respectable person, someone who has been given a status. An imam is someone who is followed. Someone who is followed. This is where ummah comes from. And it means, ummah means to move towards the same objective. Right? Ummah, when translated linguistically, means to move towards. This is why we are called the ummah. Because our objective is the same. Our objective is the akhirah. It's life after death. So we're moving towards the same thing. This is why this ummah is called the ummah. And imam is called the imam because he is followed. It comes from the same root. So hujjatul Islam, the proof of Islam. There were certain people who were called Hujjatul Islam. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, was called the proof of Islam because of his tremendous works, I should say, for the cause of Islam. Mu'tamidul Anam, creatures, creation, they depend upon him. Creatures and the creation depend upon certain imams, certain great scholars, because whatever comes from the scholars, they do it, they make sure that it is from the Quran and Sunnah. So it benefits both creations. It benefits insan, it benefits the animals. Abu Muhammad Abdul Aziz bin Abdul Salam bin Abil Qasim al-Sulami al-Shafi'i. This was his name, Abdullah ibn Abdul Salam. His rank was known as Sultanul Ulama. He was considered the scholar, scholars of all scholars, the king of scholars, Sultanul Ulama. نَفَعَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَغَفَرَ لَنَا وَلَهُ الْوَلِي جَمِيلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit the Muslims through him. And this dua, it seems to be accepted because we're sitting in Michigan right now. And he was a scholar that came, you know, approximately 800 years ago. And here we are in Michigan after 800 years after his demise, and we're benefiting from his kitab. وَغَفَرَ لَنَا وَلَهُ وَلِجَمِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and all those who believe. So, لِلْمَصَائِبُ وَالْمِحَنُ وَالْبَلَايَ وَالرَّزَايَ فَوَائِدُ تَخْتَلِفُ بِإِخْتِلَافِ رُتَبِ النَّاسِ. That calamities, tests, tribulations, disasters, the benefits will vary and differ based on the different ranks of people. Okay. So based on the different ranks of people throughout the world, the calamities that will afflict them, the disasters that may afflict them, the tribulations, the tests, they will also differ. For some people, it will be tremendous. And for some people, it will be less. For the prophets, it was because of their connection, because of their status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were afflicted by many calamities. And those who are, and this is something that is mentioned in hadith, that ashaddu an-nas bala'an al-anbiya thumma al-amthal thumma al-amthal, that the people who have been tried and tested throughout history are the anbiya, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then thumma al-amthal, and then those after them, their companions, they were tested with various tribulations. So trials and tribulations, calamities, they will vary with the rank, with different ranks of people. Now, one of the first benefits, there are 17 benefits mentioned in this kitab. One of the first is ma'rifatu izz-rububiyya wa qahriha. Realization of the power of lordship, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the first, that when we are hit with a calamity, with a test, a tribulation, when we are hit with disasters, our attention goes immediately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is Allah. Ma'rifatu izz-rububiyyah, to realization of the power of lordship. And what do we say as Muslims when something afflicts us, when something perturbs us? We immediately say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." That indeed we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will return. This is ma'rifat, this is recognition of lordship, this is recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, ma'rifatu dhillatil ubudiyya wa kasriha. It is recognition of servanthood, and that we are broken in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have, compared to Allah, we are nothing. We are broken in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to direct our attention to in this verse, that الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That when an affliction strikes them, when something hits a person, then they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Indeed, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will return. This is servanthood. This is the epitome of servanthood, and that we are broken in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no power. We have no power. Right? We are in this world And it is similar, we have no control. To some degree, we have no control. Yes, we have willpower to some extent, but ultimately, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come to pass. And it's similar to a child, right? When we are playing with our children, and when we throw them in the air, right? We throw our children in the air. There is that small moment where the child is laughing throughout, but then there is that small moment where, you know, that fear comes into his face, and then you catch him. But this is how the world is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, He will shake you, He will perturb you, but inshallah, everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for this. So, اِعْتَرَفُوا بِأَنَّهُمْ مُلْكَهُ وَعَبِيدُهُ. We admit that we are the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's property. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I have a book, I can do anything I want with it. I can burn it. Yes, people will say, because it's my book, it's my property. People will say that, don't burn a book. But it's my property. I can do whatever I want. If I have a very expensive car, I can go tomorrow and break that car, because it's my property. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has dominion over us. We are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's property. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can test us in any way that He likes, in any way that He desires. So this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَبِيدُهُ. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَأَنَّهُمْ رَاجِعُونَ إِلَىٰ حُكْمِهِ وَتَدْبِيرِهِ. And that we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum. We will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment. We will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's management. We will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree and its taqdeer. لَا مَفَرَ لَهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. There is no escape from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا مَحِيدَ لَهُمْ عَنْهُ. And there is no way out. There is no way out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us in different ways. Number three, so the first one was realization of the power of lordship. Number two, realization of servanthood and that we are broken in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, we al-ikhlas lillahi ta'ala. We show sincerity, we display sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? إِذْ لَا مَرْجِعَ فِي دَفْءِ الشَّدَائِدِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. Because how are we going to do dafa of shada'id? How are we going to stop shada'id? How are we going to prevent shada'id from afflicting us? We can't do it on our own. So what do? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma farij anil muslimina kurbatan. Allahumma farij anil muslimina kurbatan. Allahumma farij anni kurbatan. That if I am afflicted with any problem, then you take away that problem. Our mafar, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. And we show ikhlas, right? When something bothers us, we immediately hum girgira ke dua mangte hain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala se. And we do it with extreme sincerity. When we are sick, we immediately ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sincere in our asking at that time. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. وَلَا مُعْتَمِدَ فِي كَشْفِهَا إِلَّا عَلَيْهِ. And there is no one to depend. We don't depend on anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the removal of that difficulty, of that sickness, we depend on no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alludes to in the Quran. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts you, when He strikes you with a problem, فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. Then the removal for that is no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove that. A doctor can't remove it. Your mother or father cannot remove it. Your family cannot remove it. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove it. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعُوا اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When you are on a ship, دَعُوا اللَّهُ. People, they call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. They call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. When there is turbulence on the ship, or in these days on the plane, immediately, you know, we start calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you protect us. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. You know, hasbi Allah when there's no power or majesty except yours, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're constantly praying during that time, and that dua is a sincere dua because we are in that perturbed state. الرابعه الانابه الى الله تعالى والاقبال عليه. That we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we show that we are fervent towards it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes us with a difficulty, we return. We are returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ, and this is what this ayah is alluding to, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ ضُرٌ, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌ دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ, that when something with a problem strikes insan, then that person, he returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he is disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then many people, when a difficulty strikes them, that person, immediately he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for him. This person, he was, prior to this difficulty, he was completely oblivious. He was completely oblivious to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had no understanding of the Quran. He had no understanding for the hadith. But when something strikes him, immediately he comes to the masjid. He comes to the masjid immediately. He goes and speaks to the scholars that such and such thing has happened to me. This is inaba. This is returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes people with difficulty. He wants people to come back to him. He wants people to come back to him. Al-khamisa, at-tadarru' wa du'a. Number five, that we are in a humble state. When a difficulty strikes us, immediately inkisari paida ho jati hai. Tawadu, inkisari. Right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ ضُرٌ دَعَانَا. When someone is struck with an affliction, da'ana, who do they call? They call us. Da'ana, they call us, they call to us, they make dua to us. بَلْ إِيَّهُ تَدْعُونَ فَيَكْشُفُ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ إِنْ شَاءَ. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people supplicate to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes those things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove that difficulty if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ تَدْعُونَهُ تَدْرًا وَخُفْيَةً. That say, who protects you when you are on land, when you are in the water? تَدْعُونَهُ تَدْرًا وَخُفْيَةً. You pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abased and in quiet, in absolute quiet. You are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that time. So this is what the fifth benefit of trials and tribulations, that it keeps us in a humble state. That when we are afflicted, we are humble. Number six, al-hilm. Amman sadarat anhu al-musiba. We become more forbearant. The quality of forbearance becomes established in our hearts. We can take a lot more. We can take a lot more. When we are afflicted, then this quality of forbearance is inculcated in our hearts. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was his quality, forbearance, hilm. What is hilm in Urdu? Burdbari, huh? Burdbari. Burdbari. This was a quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Haleem, what is Haleem? Right, the Haleem is also used for women as well. Right, it's completely tranquil. Nothing affects that person. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people would throw stones at him. People would hit him. People would mock him. People would do everything, all kinds of abuse. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never retaliated because he had this quality of hilm, forbearance. Right, and it's tranquil. He was perfectly tranquil. When a mother gives the child the breast, then that child, he is called halama. Why is he called halama? He is tranquil. That child becomes tranquil. This is why it's called halama. The whole concept of breastfeeding, this is the Arabic word for it. Halama, tranquil. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this quality. He was always tranquil. And this is what musiba does. When we are afflicted with something, it gives us this quality of forbearance. So then when it happens again, we are tranquil. We know exactly what to expect. That this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever is afflicted with an affliction, the quality of forbearance is inculcated within his heart. And this was the quality of anbiya as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Ibrahim la awwahun halim." That Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was awwah. He returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was halim. He had this quality of forbearance. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ halim. Again, quality of anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he guaranteed, he gave basharat, he gave glad tidings towards a child who will be halim. He will have the quality of forbearance. Inna fika khaslatain yuhibbuhumullah al-hilm wal-anat. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to Ashaj Abdul Qais, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you have two things. You have two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Right? Two qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hilm and anat. You have forbearance and deliberation. You're not, you know, jaldbaz. You have deliberation. You think. Waqar, huh, waqar. So always you have this waqar, you deliberate before doing anything. So hilm, forbearance and deliberation. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وتختلف مراتب الحلم باختلاف المصائب في صغرها وكبرها فالحلم عند أعظم المصائب أفضل من كل حلم. There is a difference in the ranking of forbearance based upon the differences of the calamities in their enormities and severities, big or small. That there's a difference in the ranking of forbearance. There's a difference. People will have different levels of forbearance. And this will be based on the different kinds of calamities that afflict them. Someone lost his money. Someone lost his mother. Someone lost his father. Someone lost his brother. Someone was afflicted in this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will afflict in different ways. So their ranking of forbearance will also vary based on the afflictions that afflict the people. So it will be based on how big that calamity is, how small that calamity is. As-sabi'ah, 7. Al-afq an janiha. That this person is more forgiving. He becomes more forgiving. Wal-afina anin nas. He is more forgiving. When he is afflicted with a calamity, then that person, the quality of forgiveness is something that is inculcated. فَمَنْ أَفَى and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Shura, فَمَنْ أَفَى وَأَصَلَى فَأَجْرُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That whoever forgives and whoever does islah, then his ajr is with Allah, his reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-af an a'zima afdala min kulli af. And this forgiveness is one of the great, is one of the greatest things, one of the greatest things a person can be given. Al-thamina, 8, as-sabr alayha. Patience, as-sabr. This is something that is inculcated. We become more sabir. We become more patient. And we are waiting for an opening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, the whole moral of that story of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam was that he became sabir. He became more connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was afflicted in so many ways, but he persevered. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam persevered and he became sabir. And the Anbiya, they have this quality as well. وَهُمْ مُوجِبٌ مُحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَكَثْرَةُ ثَوَابِهِ. And this brings on the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it brings on the thawab. It brings on the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are patient. Al-Imran. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The sabirun, the people who are patient, they will be given ajr in full. Their ajr will be given to them in full بِغَيْرِ hisab, without any measure. They will be given ajr. وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ أَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَأْ مِنَ الصَّبَرِ. It comes in hadith that no one is given any blessing more greater than sabr. So sabr is a very great quality to have, and this is something that we are all lacking in, sabr. Number 9, الْفَرْحْ بِهَا لِأَجْلِ فَوَائِدِهَا. When calamity strikes us, then that means we should express our delight at that calamity because of its benefits, because of these various benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in different places. We should be glad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us in this way, because there are so many fawaid for it, there are so many benefits for it. Our scholars, they were tried and tested throughout their lives. If we look at their biographies, they were constantly tried and tested, and they were happy. They were happy that they were tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these different ways, because there were so many fawaid, there are so many things to benefit from. There are so many benefits in these calamities. Of course, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease. But if it comes, then this is the moment to show our qualities in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallazi nafsi biyadihi in kanu la yafrawna bil bala kama tafrawna bil raha." There were people that prior to the Sahaba, there were people that they would express their joy in bala, in musibat. Just like you express your joy when there is abundance, then there were people who would express joy when there were problems. Because this is a sign, this is farh. We should express our delight that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us, and it gives us an opportunity to earn and to inculcate these other qualities. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says in a hadith, in one of his statements, that حَبَّذَ الْمَكْرُوهَانِ الْمَوْتُ وَالْفَقْرِ, that how wonderful are the two distasteful things. How wonderful are the two distasteful things, maut and faqr. Maut, because we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and number two, faqr, poverty, because we are constantly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this difficulty from us. It's similar, and this delight is similar. إنما فريه بها إذ لشدتها ومرارتها بالنسبة إلى ثمرتها وفائدتها كما يفرغ من عزمت أدواؤه بشرب الأدوية الحاصمة لها مع تجرعه لمرارتها. This delight is similar to a patient, right? And he is suffering from gangrene. So he goes to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, cuts off that limb. What does he do? What does he say to the doctor? He says, "Thanks, Jazakallah khairan," because it's possible that it would exacerbate, it would get worse. He's thanking the doctor for cutting his limb off. This is what he is doing. When a sick person, when the doctor prescribes him medicine, that medicine is bitter. It's a very bitter pill, and difficult to swallow. But he thanks the doctor. He knows that he will not get better. He will not get better from that disease, and he has to take that pill. So he expresses joy at it. So same thing in this, that we express joy because there's so many fawaid. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes someone with difficulty, we should express our joy because there are so many fawaid, there are so many things to benefit from. Number 10, ash-shukr alayha, that we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because لِمَا تَضَمَّنَهُ مِنْ فَوَائِدَ, because there's so many fawaid, that calamities, they contain so many fawaid, they contain so many benefits. And it's similar, once again, it's similar to a sick person who goes to a doctor and he cuts off his limb, or he gives him some medicine. الْهَادِيَةَ عَشَرَ, purification, لِلْذُنُوبُ وَالْخَطَايَا, purification from the sins and from mistakes. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever afflicts you from various afflictions, and this is from your own doing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many. This is the 11th benefit. وَلَا يُصِيبُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَصَبٌ وَلَا نَصَبٌ حَتَّى الْهَمْ يَهُمُّهُ وَالشَّوْكَ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ بِهِ عَن سَيِّئَاتِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in a hadith that a mu'min is not afflicted with a difficulty, with exhaustion, with anxiety, or a thorn that pricks him, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in lieu of that, removes his sayyi'at, removes his sins. This is the 11th benefit. The 12th benefit, rahmatu ahli al-bala wa musa'adatihim ala balwahum, that we have more rahmah upon those who are afflicted, because we can empathize. Oh, we were in those shoes. You know, I experienced that. So let me help you. So we can empathize with those people who are also afflicted with bala and musibat, because we have been tested, we have been tried. So now we can benefit other people by our experience. وَإِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ, there's a shi'r, it says, وَإِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ الْعُشَّاكْ مَنْ أَشِقَ, only a person who has loved can understand what the lover is going through. Only the person who has loved can understand what the lover is going through. When he loses something, when a lover loses something that he loves, only a person that truly loved can understand. You know, this person has loved this, and I lost that as well. So only he understands what that person is going through. Empathize it with one another. Number 13, ma'rifatu qadri ni'matil afiyah wa shukr alayha, to understand recognition of afiyat, the blessings of afiyat. We are constantly in ease throughout our lives. So recognition of that, and shukr, expressing our gratitude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a lengthy period has granted us so much afiyat, and we should show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ النِّعْمَ لَا يُعْرَفُ مِقْدَارُ إِلَّا بَعْدَ فَقْدِهَا, because we can never understand the volume of that ni'am, that benefit, except after it is lost. We can only understand the volume and the enormity of that ni'mat, of that blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. We can only understand that once it is gone. Because once it's gone, that's it. It's gone. So to show shukr, to display shukr on that, and to understand, recognize afiyat, the state of afiyat. Number 14, ma'adu Allah ta'ala hadhil fa min thawabil akhirah la ikhtilafi maratibah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those who suffer, for those who suffer in calamities. Right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for these fawaid, for these benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared thawab in the akhirah, reward in the akhirah, in varying ranks. So the anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were subject to so much suffering, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated their ranks. And this is the thing, that those people who suffer in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are with the anbiya, they are with the shuhada. They suffered, they have the highest ranks. Why? Because they suffered for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ. And then those below them. Number 15, مَا فِي طَيِّهَا مِنَ الْفَوَائِدِ الْخَفِيَةِ. In the folds of calamity, there are very subtle fawaid. There are subtle benefits. فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَوْ شَيْنْ وَإِلَى اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. You may dislike something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put many benefits in that thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَوْ شَيْنْ وَإِلَى اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. You may dislike something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a lot of benefits. We may not understand it at the time, but there are many benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in that. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَوْ شَيْنْ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You may dislike something, but there's khair in it. We may not understand it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put khair in it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ أُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوا شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was accused, na'udhu billah, of adultery. She was accused of adultery. A chaste woman, azwaji mutaharat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is a group that amongst you, there is a group of people amongst you, they came with a concocted lie. Don't think that it is evil, but it is good for you. It is a good thing for you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated her. Her name is mentioned in the Quran. We are reading her. We are reading about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha till the day of judgment. So don't think it's bad. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's khair in it. Another example that the Shaykh gives is when the tyrant captured Hazrat Sarah alayhi salatu wasalam, the wife of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, in this fold of calamity, what happened? Hazrat Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam was given in return for that calamity that Ibrahim alayhi salam had to suffer. And from Hazrat Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was born. And from his progeny, from the dhurriya, min dhurriyat Ismail, Sayyidul Mursaleen wa Khatimun Nabiyin, in this calamity, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from this whole thing. So how difficult must it have been for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, for his wife to leave him and to go to this evil person. How difficult it is for a husband. As-sadisatu asharata wa qad qila kam min ni'matin matwiyatin laka bayna athna' al-masabi. Kitni ni'matah hai ki jo lipti hui hai asna' al-masaib, in the folds of musibata. Right, in the folds of musibat. There's so many ni'mats we don't know. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. As-sadisu ta'asharata 16, innal masa'ib wa shada'id tamna min ash-shar wal batar. That in musibat, calamities, in difficulties, it prevents shar, it prevents evil, it prevents, you know, fakhr, it prevents takabbur, riya, it prevents all of these things. Because if Namrud, if he was faqir, and if he was a sick person, right, and if he was a blind person, if he was a deaf person, then he would not have debated with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am the Lord. Right. But lakin hamalahu batrul milk, his dominion over everything and his fakhr over his kingdom is what prompted him to do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alludes to this in the Quran, to this debate between Namrud and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Alam tara ila alladhi haja Ibrahim fi rabbihi an ataahu Allahu al-mulk. That do you not see that how Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam debated in the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that person who was given everything? He was given dominion over everything. So this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And walau ubtila fir'aun bi mithli dhalik lama qala. If Fir'aun was not given his status as Fir'aun, ana rabbukum al-a'la, then he would not have said that I am the Lord of everything. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam would not have gone to him to save Banu Israel. So there is, in the folds of these problems, there are many benefits from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, this completes the 17 benefits. There are many. Last one, As-sabiatu ashara ar-rida al-mujib li ridwanillahi ta'ala. And finally, number 17, contentment, which gives us the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that just being satisfied with the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because masaib, musibat, it both pious and both non-pious are afflicted, bir and fajir, those who are righteous, those who are not righteous, they are both afflicted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ سَخِتَ فَلَوْ السَّخَتْ. Whoever displays anger towards it, then he will only be angry, and he will lose from the world and akhirah. وَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. And whoever is happy, whoever is satisfied with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. Then this person will be satisfied. وَرِضَى أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَا فِيهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that satisfaction is better than Jannat and whatever Jannat contains. Because what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran? وَرِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the ridwan and satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is satisfied with you, this is the best thing, this is the greatest thing. Right? أَيْ مِنْ جَنَّةٍ عَدْنٍ وَمَسَاكِنُ الطَّيِّبَةِ. It's better than Jannah. It's better than living in Jannah. وَنَحْنُ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْأَفْوَ الْعَافِيَةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease in this world and in the hereafter. فَلَسْنَا مِنْ رِجَالِ الْبَلْوَةِ وَوَفَقْنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِلْأَمْرِ بِمَا يُحِبُّ وَيَرْضَى وَبَرًّا آمِنَ الْمِحْنِ وَالرَّزَايَا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. Jazakallah khair.
Rewarding him throughout his life until he meets his Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala.